This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1967. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 28th, Argentina, Australia, Bhutan, Chile, China, Congo DR, Cuba, East Turkestan, India, Kashmir, Korea North, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mongolia, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Papua, Thailand, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, on the Condish list and Hardcore DX, Claudio Galas in Chile. Reports pirate believed to be in Argentina but unidentified, which has also been heard, we think, in North America. It's on 6935 AM. It plays music of the 80s in English. He was hearing it January 23rd from midnight 4 UT until abruptly cut off at midnight 14. And also almost 24 hours later on the 23rd from 23:48 until 23:59. And another Argentine pirate called Radio Lupo, L-U-P-O, January 22nd at 22:50 to 23:30, playing tangos and with some IDs on 6973 AM. All of these are putting a pretty good signal into him, his location in neighboring Chile. There are lots of relay transmissions via Mostruin Austria, but only one transmission by Austrian radio itself, E1, on 6155. Reception isn't too good anymore, but I used to hear it better. It was almost listenable January 22nd at 0641. That's the time when they always play a bit of classical music to wake the Wiener and Wienerinnen up gently. This was piano music. We must treasure every precious moment of classical on shortwave, since there is so little of it. In fact, is there ever any on U.S. shortwave stations, public or private, that is beyond sacred music, which sometimes overlaps into the classical genre? Ron Howard in California reports more reception of one of his favorite stations, BBS Bhutan, on 6035. On January 22nd, he was hearing pop songs, including Whitney Houston and the Beatles, and maybe an English lesson, from 10:07 until it cut off at 10:47. Until then, it was a very respectable signal, he says, but not very readable. Meanwhile, on the other coast near Washington, D.C., Dan Robinson reports on hearing Bhutan, not directly, but via the Twente SDR in Holland, where he says they've been in-booming at a distance of over 7.2 megameters, such as January 25th. He says one of the biggest signals in recent memory, that is early UT Saturday, from 0145 well past 0215. But with some breaks in programming at 151, back at 157, and off again. Some of their modulation is low. It sounded like news at 0200, as scheduled for Saturday mornings at 8 local time. Checking again the next night, Sunday morning in Thimphu, the sign-on seemed to be about 0140 UT, again at an excellent level into the Netherlands. Back to Claudio Galas in Chile, this time reporting about pirates believed to be from his own country. On 5825 is Radio Triunfal Evangelica, heard January 14th from 2320 to 2347 with preaching and some music and greeting listeners. Also, January 22nd at 2230 to 2250 with more preaching. The other one is RCW, or Radio Compañía Worldwide. It was on 4080, January 15th, from 0105 to 115, with music and test announcements. And a different frequency, 7565, January 15th at 2104 to 2130, with nostalgic music and, again, test announcements. Pretty good signal at his location. In the continued absence of WEWN from 5970, I heard something odd. January 23rd at 1342, two Chinese stations mixing. It might have been echo jamming. There is a regional Chinese station already scheduled on the frequency, PBS Gan'an, in the Hezuo transmitter site. This led Mauno Ritola to try to figure out what's going on from his monitoring in Finland. It's not at all clear, but it could be that the Chinese are jamming the signal when it's in Tibetan, mistaking it for something else in Tibetan hostile, like Radio Free Asia. Another possibility is that Taiwan has moved on to this frequency since it's been missing from 11985, says Mauno. Ron Howard reports on 7210 PBS Yunnan China, ethnic minority broadcasting. It is reactivated after a considerable absence heard January 22nd at 10:48 with their usual interval signal, a non-stop loop of easy-listening instrumental music until 1100, then some Chinese and into vernacular with some interference. He says, nice, this is now reactivated, and 6035 was activated some time ago with FM 99, Voice of Shangri-La relay via PBS Yunnan, and on that frequency, of course, not to be confused with Bhutan. We had news last week of Radio Kahuzi, Congo DR, being heard on 6210.19. By January 24th, Edward Korsakov in Moscow was asking, is it still there? Is anyone hearing them? Manuel Mendez in Spain replies on January 24th, yes, it signed off today at 1750, heard via remote receivers in Switzerland and South Africa with a very weak signal. It seems to close around that time each day, but it's not on the air every day. It had been off the air the previous weekend and some weekdays as well. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. I've heard more and more of those spurs on the 15 megahertz band from 15140, but I'll spare you the details this week. You can read all about them in DX Listing Digest number 19-05 when published, via worldofradio.com. I will, however, mention one other thing that's wrong. 13780 is normally close to on frequency, but sometimes it slips way off, or maybe somebody knocks the transmitter way off. January 28th at 1456, I measured it on 13779.239. More about the reactivated All India Radio station in Kurseong, 4895, as reported last week. Ron Howard says on January 23rd, he heard it from 1512 until off at 1545. They started the New Delhi audio feed. It became parallel to Jaipur 5040 with a commercial segment in Hindi at 1515, the news in Hindi, including a commercial, till 1530, and the news again at that hour, this time in English. And it was cut off the air just after the news in English, while Jaipur continued on in English. Kurseong had a very weak signal to start out, but by 1530 was doing somewhat better, positively in English. He says, very nice to have this one reactivated. Helping my reception was my local sunrise at 1515. Meanwhile, beware of Mongolia, also active at certain hours, but maybe not at this time, on 4895. It was off the air when Ron checked as early as 1100. There are two Indian stations on 4760. In diverse outlying areas, considered separate radio countries, Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and the other one, Leh, L-E-H, which is in Kashmir. I believe we thought that one had been off the air. However, Joe's Jacob reports at DX India, on January 24th, I contacted AIR Leh today regarding non-reception of their shortwave frequencies. I was informed that their shortwave transmitter is indeed on the air, but with low modulation, on 4760 and the daytime on 6,000 kHz. Here's an odd situation we can chalk up to inept frequency management by Seabreeze and the other Japanese stations about North Korean abductions. On 7295, January 24th at 1432, I had some Japanese talk and music, but there was a second station about 3 Hz away making a subaudible heterodyne. According to listings in Aoki and Ibe, these are sibling stations, Shokaze Seabreeze and Furusato no Kaze, overlapping for 5 minutes at 1430 to 1435 on 7295. The first one is Seabreeze and the second one is Furusato no Kaze via Taiwan. However, as Ivo Ivanov points out, the broadcast via Taiwan of Shokaze is actually a relay of Furusato no Kaze. So in effect, it's the same station interfering with itself 25 minutes apart. The first one did go off as scheduled at 14:35, eliminating the SAH and then uncovering the much weaker and undermodulated one from Taiwan, although both are supposedly 300 kilowatt transmitters. Ivo Ivanov notes three other clandestine broadcasts for North Korea, all via the Tashkent-Uzbekistan site and all above 7.6 megahertz, but on three different frequencies. Heard January 22nd. From 1200 on 7610, Radio Free North Korea. From 1330 on 7625, Voice of Wilderness. And from 1430 on 7600, North Korea Reform Radio. Something's usually wrong at Radio Kuwait. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, notes that the Filipina broadcast at 10 to 12 UT was heard on 17760.1 on January 22nd. However, it was simultaneously on another frequency where it's not supposed to be at all, and it too was off, that is, not exact, 7249.7 from 10 until 10:45. Ron Howard in California has news about shortwave from Malaysia, which we feared was totally gone. He says, on January 22nd, Sarawak FM was not heard after 0945 UT on 9835. However, he was hearing a signal on 11665, presumed to be YFM WAI. He says, I did hear them at 0946 with distorted audio, but unable to make out a clear ID. This goes off the air extremely early now. In the past, the sign-off was at 1600, so a radical change in scheduling recently. And now from Ron Howard, more about Mongolia 4895, sharing the frequency with India. January 22nd, he was checking for Mongolian Radio 1 and had a prominent carrier, but no modulation, at 0919, 943, and 1115, with adjacent interference from China on 4900. But Hiroki Kamatsubara confirmed this via his website now on the Radio DX as Radio 1, 4895 at 0923 parallel to their web stream. And January 22nd info from WRTH-FB, Mauno Ridula says, Kurseong seems to have restarted its evening transmission today on 4895. Alok Dasgupta agrees, yes, but it is weak and he's close to it. Mauno Ridula says, here in Finland, co-channel Mongolia is stronger. Maybe not using really 30 kilowatts, as Joe's Jacob had reported. 4895.02 was the frequency measured for Mongolian radio via remote receiver in Irkutsk. About Mongolia, Mauno Ridula says, after reactivation at New Year, 4895 has been irregular, often closed in local afternoon after the reactivation. Maybe it's a lack of power. Today it operated only a few hours from midnight 30 to 0500, definitely off at 1100, while their other 60-meter frequency, 4830, has been off for a semi-year. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 1967. Based on the non-commercial publication DX Listening Digest, which appears on the non-commercial website worldofradio.com. So our thanks this week for financial support from Terry Colgan of Austin, Texas, who was once the leader of the Association of North American Radio Clubs and is active again on shortwave. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. The Voice of Nigeria morning broadcast at 06 UT is usually on 7254.9 or so, always a bit to the low side, but on occasion I find it absent, and on one occasion, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found it at 0700 instead on the 31-meter band in full day after the Hausa hour 9689.9 or so, both of them off frequency to the low side. So if you don't hear one, try the other. Just 10 kilohertz above, the voice of Nigeria, Ivo Ivanov, also reported a new clandestine for Nigeria via France called Radio International. It's only half an hour, January 22nd at 19 to 1930 in the Fulfulde language. It was promptly heard January 23rd by Jorge Freitas in Brazil at 19:01 with a weak signal. But I say, what station is it really? That's a rather incomplete ID and no info about who is behind it. David Koenig replies, it's Koda Radio International, K-O-O-D-E, thanks to Mauno Rita WRTH for the ID, and their website is www.koodradio.com, where they talk about a radio live transmission indicating they've already been on the air for a month. And since they openly operate from Abuja, it can hardly be clandestine. The website explains, Koda Radio is an international station with Fulfulde as the major language, officially launching its programs December 26th at 8 to 8:30 p.m., targeting at least 70 megaspeakers of the language dispersed across Africa from Gambia to Sudan and to Gabon in the south. Fulfulde is one of the largest African languages and ethnic groups. More North American pirate activity, just above 4.0 megahertz. It always pays to tune up to 4.1, especially if you're hearing nothing below 7.0, in the evenings at least. Here are a couple I logged on 4081 USB, January 26th at 0348. Some pirate music and synthetic YLIDs. I couldn't make them out, but of course others heard them at HF Underground as Mix Radio International. On 4085 AM, January 27th at 0250, I heard a DJ and some rock music. Once again, I cannot identify it, but HF Underground reports say it was XFM. Judging from non-fading reception and lack of skip, here's a pirate you're not likely to hear unless you're also in Enid, Oklahoma, because it's on the Citizens Band. In fact, their primary frequency, 27185 AM. I was hearing continuous techno music January 27th at 2125 to 2139. Oops, here's an item I overlooked earlier between India and Korea North alphabetically, Indonesia. But now we're at P for Papua, the province of Indonesia, which some like to consider a separate radio country. It's Pro 1 RRI Nabire, reported by Ron Howard. A long time, he says, since I last checked on this, so very pleased to find them still active on 7289.92. January 22nd from 0739 until off at 0917. Started out extremely poor, but slowly improved. There were late time pips at 0801, followed by news, not sure when it ended, 839. Music till 9:14, and then started reciting the Quran, which had always started before at 0900, but not today, and it cut off at 9:17. I have trouble hearing it at all here in deep North America, but further west in Arizona, Rick Barton reports, the English Hour to North America from Radio Thailand, absolutely armchair, 13745, January 22nd at midnight 40, with news and local weather, and some sort of national community calendar segment. Voice of Turkey's English to North America at 23 UT is often missing from 5960, such as January 25th. When that happens, we suspect the operators are asleep at Emirlair and perhaps haven't changed the frequency from a previous broadcast. Here are the other frequencies to check in case 5960 is missing with the times they are supposed to end in certain languages. Until 2130 on 9625 and 5970. Until 2200, Turkish 6120 and 5980. And until 2230, the previous English broadcast on 9610. But the next day, January 26th, when I checked amid the broadcast at 2330, 5960 was certainly on the air. In fact, I listened to it first via the Utventa remote receiver in Holland, where it was a very strong signal, but with some humbuzz and even some interference from 5970 China, less interference from a slightly off-frequency station near to 5960. This was Saturday, so their letterbox was in progress, very informal replies to mail ending at 2336, saying they'd be back in 2 weeks' time. But Alan Rowe assures us that they actually are on the air every week with a new program. After a music break, there was a recipe for booger pilaf on Turkish cuisine, but the interference from the close-in station was worsening. They signed off at 2350, giving a totally mixed-up schedule for English, really for the summer A season, and even then, some of the times were incorrect, and all of the frequencies, of course, incorrect in current terms. And at 2352, they cut off the air before even one play of their interval signal could be completed. Alan Rowe had noticed a new orchestration of it. Anyhow, they were off the air well in time for the UT Sunday broadcast of the mighty KBC via Germany, which was on the air by 2359, the carrier from Germany, making quite a low audible heterodyne with the Chinese co-channel interference, which was Xinjiang PBS Urumqi, which starts either at 2330 or 2310. It's a domestic service, but causing a lot of interference in Europe, not so much over here, fortunately. Probably not repeatable on any schedule, but note the frequencies, which might show up again. Quite by chance, I've run across your listening to a test transmission, and then a music medley of a few seconds of different styles of music. We believe these broadcasts come only from the Encompass Wooferton UK site. I had this on 9775, January 27th at 14:47, and off less than a minute later. And also January 21st at 15:09 until off by 15:10 on 15600. Steve McGreevy in California has been observing an interesting long path echo from VOA Greenville, 15580, which takes over from Botswana for 1 hour only at 21 UT. This is on January 23rd and again on the 27th. But he's been noticing it for a long time before. He says the Greenville signal had a wonderful and cool-sounding long path echo interspersed with a generally weaker short path signal. Of course, you can tell which is which because the short path arrives first. The signal is beamed almost due east from Greenville toward Africa. Here in Oklahoma, much closer, I never hear the echo. Mike Cooper in Georgia says something's always wrong at VOA. Listening to the 17 UT broadcast, January 22nd of International Edition, a correspondent report turns out to be two in one, two seemingly different versions of a report by the same female reporter playing at the same time. This seems to go on for more than 2 minutes. It's impossible to comprehend either one because they are at equal audio levels until one of the reports ends. Finally, we can hear a single report, but the audio is then turned down and the announcer goes on to something else without apology or explanation. Why does it take so long for anyone to notice this and fix it? No one noticed for more than 2 minutes. Is anybody at VOA listening to VOA? Some of our World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI start promptly at the scheduled time, but unfortunately interrupt something else, such as an ID or music fill. I've noticed consistently, just before the 0430 UT Monday broadcast on 9955, WRMI is filling the 5-minute gap after Radio Prague with the song Hallelujah. It's not the Kate McKinnon version or the original by Leonard Cohen, I'm not sure by whom, but it's something I enjoy very much, and I feel terrible interrupting it at 0430 before it's over, but it's the automation doing it. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, as is well known, Alexa can play various radio station streams from TuneIn and other aggregators, as well as SiriusXM. So January 26th on a whim, I asked Alexa to play WRMI, and she did. In fact, at 22 UT it was World of Radio, 1966. The streamed audio is that which goes out on 9955. Another way to listen to WOR live, and I think you can get Alexa to play the World of Radio podcast too. We always enjoy hearing some of our old favorites on the World Music Medley, a loop that WRMI used to play quite a bit and even had it on their schedule at certain times, but now I've run across it. January 22nd at 0420 past 0430 on 7730. And it may well have been running for the full hour, since scheduled for that hour was Broad Spectrum Radio, which hasn't produced a new program since November. That's UT Tuesday starting at 0400. Here's the latest schedule from Kim Elliott of his beepery program, Shortwave Radiogram. Friday at 15, UT on 13690, and this one is in DRM via WINB. The others are not in DRM. Friday at 2030 on 7780 WRMI. Friday at 0330 on 9265 WINB. That's with a T after it. Maybe it means tentative. Saturday at 14 on 9400 via Spaceline Bulgaria. Saturday 1830 on 9265 WINB. Sunday at 08 on 5850 and 7730 WRMI. And Sunday 2330 on 7780 WRMI. Kim is always promoting how robust this method of transmission is compared to some others, but he's always changing the parameters, trying different ways of doing it. I regret to notice in the new WRTH that listings for KJES have been dropped. John Gorski of Iowa had bought the facility and was planning on bringing it back on the air. The last frequency used was 7555, but I haven't heard from him for some months, and I know he's had health problems. Also no longer listed is KIMF, that long-planned shortwave station in Nevada, even though it's kept registering imaginary schedules for a sesquidecade. David Hodgson in Nashville reports the defunct art station from Atlanta heard testing again on 1690 kHz WMLB January 25th at 2200 before sunset with 60s rock music and test announcements. Also reported by Terry Cougar in Florida. This was January 26th UT at 0109 with a long test loop of classic rock. Suspected to be a demonstration for a prospective buyer. Terry Kruger in Clearwater also reports an NID pirate on 1710, January 14th at 0945 with Spanish preaching and singing. You might think it's the one in Baton Rouge, but the direction finding pointed toward the northeast instead. On January 22nd only, before and after 16 UT, I was hearing a station varying around 11479, which would seem to be Dengewelat, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, but they were still going on 11530, and it was not parallel to that. Mark Cody in Ontario heard it too and made the same conclusion. From Radio Insight, a big story in domestic broadcasting, iHeartMedia, owner of hundreds of radio stations, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to reduce their debt from 16.1 to only 5.75 gigadollars. The propagation outlook from Boulder: geomagnetic field expected to be unsettled to active January 31st to February 2nd and 19th to 22nd, with G1 minor storm conditions likely on February 1st, with ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5, and on the 20th, 20 and 5, but in between a long spell of only 5 and 2. Solar flux dipping from 71 to 69 February 5th, to 16th and back up to a hefty 75 by February 22nd. And that's World of Radio 1967. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you'll hear me again next week.